Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Garrett's hanging out behind the glass. And this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to talk Falcons. We will get to Life of Squid, but I wanted to bring something up on Friday. We're now at Monday, but I got to bring it up, and he's here again. So, Garrett, did you guys notice on Friday that Garrett was playing a lot of Kendrick Lamar? And I feel like it was on purpose.
Yes. He was picking a fight.
Were you picking a fight with Dylan?
Oh, I tease him about it sometimes. Yeah. I didn't do it intentionally, though. Not on Friday. I did it when the beef was happening, just to tease him. But
I will highlight one thing about Garrett. Yesterday, we're both in the press box at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and he got done. He did a good job with the Wade Ford tailgate with Joe Patrick. So we're up there, and like right before, or maybe midway through the first quarter, I'm like, "Hey, man, like I gotta go get some coffee." Yeah. So I walk up, and I'm having trouble getting the lid on my coffee, and Mr. Chick-fil-A over there is like, "Let me show you the trick. Spin the cup this way, spin the lid that way, push down right here, and pop." And sure enough, my lid went straight on. And I was like, that right there, my friends, is a trick of the trade for somebody. And I had no idea this was even a thing, but he got it locked in. I was like, thanks, dude.
Did he say my pleasure after he did it?
He could have. I think he didn't want to play the role, but he definitely could have in that moment, because I was about to spill coffee all over myself. And he was like, let me show you how to do this.
Man. When I pulled into the deck today, I did see the Chick-fil-A mobile delivery vehicle. And I was like, that's right. Garrett's here today.
Yeah.
reminded me of it.
I don't want to start a interstation fight or cluster. But the producer for Star 94's morning show, she parked in my spot this morning.
I saw her do it last week, too.
And I'm going to have to lay the law down.
You got to get here before her.
She pulled in right in front of me.
That spot is not nearly as good as you think it is, man. You don't want to be the car closest to the door. You just don't. The amount of foot traffic walking past your rig on a daily basis is not a good thing.
I like that spot.
It might look like a very short walk for you in the morning, but it's a short walk for everybody else walking right past your car. Probably, you know what I mean? Like probably a hip getting thrown into your headlight every now and then.
But like think about people like me that have like water bottles hanging off their backpacks.
Yeah,
they would fall and hit your
not
car.
Good.
My truck sat there, RIP, for years. And nothing ever happened.
I don't know. I don't see. You don't know that. That's the thing.
Nothing I ever noticed.
There's nothing that ever happened to your truck. You didn't have, I don't know, license plate lights that would flicker or running boards that wouldn't raise up or anything like that. You don't know that it didn't happen.
First off, the license plate flickering, I know where that happened. And that had nothing to do with it being parked there. Yes. The running boards, when they ever... you got to clean the...
is that what it is?
The ones that come down.
The actuator?
There's... The track, you have to clean the track. Okay. And if it gets grimy, it'll stick sometimes.
So if I were the Star 94 producer, what would you say to me?
Hey.
Hey, dude, you already are lying. You are already lying. You are never in a million years going to catch that tone with her. Hey. You'd say, excuse me. Hey, how's it going? My name is Squidbilly, and I was wanting to talk to you about this here parking spot.
Well, no, because most likely
you could park somewhere
I tried
else.
To catch her this morning because she's right in front of me, and, like, she ran to the elevator. Like, by the time I could get over to the elevator.
She's running late.
And I was like, dadgum. I mean, normally I'm already in it. I'd be like, hey, I'll be like, you know you're in my spot, right? That's what I'd say. You know you're parked in my spot. Wait, really? Yeah, it's my spot.
Don't be shocked when you get a bird finger back.
No, she's a nice girl.
I know she is.
Every time I go down there to get water in the mornings, everybody on that, is it Kevin and Taylor?
Kevin and Taylor, yeah.
And I do not know their producer's name, but she's always very nice. Sweetheart, speaks. But I'm just going to be like, yeah, you know you're in my spot, right? And I'm going to say it with a smile so she thinks I'm joking but knows that I'm not, because I'm like, no, I'm kind of being serious. Like, that's my spot.
And I can't wait until she parks there again.
She will. 100%. That's what I'm thinking. She is not the type to back down.
No, I don't catch that.
I'm going to have her towed.
Yeah, that's, right. That's not going to happen either.
Right. No, I wouldn't. I'm too cheap to pay for a tow truck to go get somebody.
All right, so we got to wrap this up. Falcons, Seahawks, yesterday at Mercedes-Benz, you guys know what happened. They lost 37-9. Anything left to say about this matchup?
Yeah, I do want to highlight James Pierce really quickly. And he is, Bo, tell me, fifth straight game.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And with a sack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fifth straight game with a sack. That's his sixth sack of the year. And now he leads all rookies.
Yes, he does lead all rookies.
James Pierce Jr. now, not the third.
Yeah, not the third, which was really funny that Wes dropped the third on the big sack. I noticed we cut that out of the highlight reel for the postgame show.
Dude, the funniest reaction ever in the booth. And we're all human, right?
Of course.
And even Wes makes a mistake. And Wes is as good as it gets as play-by-play. Because I sit in between him, James Pierce the third with the sack. And he looks at me. And I look at him, and then he looks back over the field, and he goes, or Junior.
Or Junior.
And I was like, because Because you know what's funny is the best of the best, when they make mistakes, they even do it great.
Yeah, they do
because
it great.
Because
he rolls with it.
The way he
makes it part of the show.
He made up for it was just like literally the best ever. I was like, dude, that. He was like, hey, next time we talked. I said, dude, I don't think you could have done it. You could have made a mistake better than you just did. Like, the way you rolled with it was phenomenal.
It was hilarious. Joe Patrick and I were sitting there in the press box listening to the FM call. I keep an FM radio on hand just for that exact reason. And Joe Patrick and I are sitting there, and I heard the third, and I go, man, he just said the third. And I said, I wonder if he's focused on Kenneth Walker. And Joe sat there for a second, and he goes, or Jesse Bates. And I was like, oh, man, we could go David Sills the fourth. We could keep going down this thing. You never even know where it stops.
I can tell you, as the guy that spots, you know, there are times where I help a lot, and there are times where I'm like, well, I didn't do anything on that play, because the U.S. never looked down at he never looked down.
Right.
Like, he knew hey, that play was, like, perfectly done. And that's why when what bothers me sometimes when guys – and obviously this is not done about Wes, but like I've seen it with like Vern Lundquist, for instance, when he got older, people are like, oh, he lost his fastball. He can't identify players. And I'm going to tread lightly because Vern's spotter was his wife. But a lot of times it's not on the play-by-play guy. So a lot of times that's on the spotter. As a spotter, I can tell you that I've made that mistake before. I make a mistake at least twice a game with spotting.
I'm sorry, Allie, because you're looking at me like we need to get back on the rails. Is there, like, Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle for them, is the second. But then we've got, like, you know what I mean? Kyle Pitts Jr. and A.J. Terrell Jr. Or, I'm sorry, Kyle Pitts Sr.
Yeah, how does that work?
Is there a generation between the two?
No.
You have to be junior if your dad's there, but if your grandpa's named that, are you the second?
I don't know. I don't come from a prestigious family. Maybe Garrett can chime in here, but I always thought it was just
Garrett seems like he's got a brother named like Winston.
I've always thought it was preference based.
It's got to be preference because obviously junior's the second, so you're just picking.
Yeah, it's literally preference based. You are a junior if you're the second. You just chose not to be a junior.
No, but I'm saying, what if your grandpa is that name? And you are not a junior because your dad's not that name, but maybe your grandpa's that name. Maybe you're
I don't know.
Second.
Let's give Garrett a chance to talk, Mr. Prestige himself.
Go ahead.
Prestige Worldwide.
According to artificial intelligence, Junior is for a son with the exact same name as his living father, while the second is for a son named after another relative, whether that be a grandfather, uncle, or sometimes used if the father is deceased when the son is born.
We all learned something today.
Let's go. I feel good about that. I didn't know that, but that was my best guess.
So, but that's why, like, I have a friend whose name is Graydon Boyd Leak the Fourth, right? So it's like
what a name.
It's a killer name, right? But it is. It goes all the way through, and it's like because you're technically named after your great 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 grandfather, so
that
would be the fourth.
Yeah, I love that, man. No, we considered naming my son a junior, but we backed off of that because, you know, it's a pretty common name. We're like, probably need to go a different direction for you. So that didn't happen. But, yeah, I was curious in the same thing, too. And in the moment yesterday when Wes did that, and James Pierce gets the sack, and that's what we're highlighting here, that he's had another good game. But he gets the sack, and he says, James Pierce the third. And in that split second before he corrected himself, my thought process was, you know, Kyle Pitts went from Kyle Pitts to Kyle Pitts Sr. because he had a son. I'm sitting there going, is there a way that you go from junior to the third just overnight? Like, do you find a long-lost family member?
23andMe.
You know what I mean? Like, did you go back and do the DNA count and go, you know what? Turns out I was wrong. I'm actually a third, not a junior. So in that split second, that was my thought process. It was pretty funny.
Speaking of Kennesaw State Athletics, I just want to give one more little shout-out to Jerry Mack and the Kennesaw State football team for being conference champions. Conference USA, hoo-doo-hoo!
Hoo-doo-hoo! And for sticking around. He evidently is not interested in the Tulane job.
Well, he's building something.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, conference championship today, college football playoff berth tomorrow. See?
There you go.
There's the motto. Guys, what are we doing here?
Everybody laughed at Cincinnati when he said it, and here we are. I mean, here we are.
Everybody laughed at Clark Lee when you said we could compete for national titles. And I'm sorry, but being a bubble team for the college football playoff at
Vanderbilt
is absolutely that. And you just got the top college, one of the top, if not the top.
The greatest recruit in Vanderbilt history.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
And Jerry Curtis. All right. I told you, I teased that Publix saved my SEC championship party. It wasn't mine. It was our neighborhood, our group, our street, right? But I was going to do a Mississippi pot roast. And you guys familiar with those, but they take they take a while. And obviously my Friday was busy because I was gone literally all day. I didn't get home till like 8 o'clock at night from the traveling to get a vehicle. And I was going to go first thing in the morning. But since I've been gone 4 out of 5 weekends and it'll be gone most of this week, I told Amy, hey, go have you know, some you time, like go get your nails done or whatever. Cause she said she needed, I said, go do it. I got all morning. And so I was on mail duty and I didn't want to go to the store. It was nasty out, you know? And so Amy was going to go to the store for me. By the time she got back, it was too late for that pot roast to be done for a 4 o'clock game. And, so I was like kind of scrambling. And I was thinking, and I said, hey, what do you think about if I go get some stuff from Publix? She's like, yeah, you know, I was like, can I order, like, just go up there and just say I want, like, 2 pounds of chicken dinners? And she's like, I think so.
Yeah.
So I went up there, saw Miss Pearl.
There you go.
Squid Nation.
Mafia.
For life.
She's an auntie, dude.
We took a picture. She's like, you know, my favorite radio host is here. I go, I know.
I was not there.
So I walk over, and I'm like, hey, talking to Lee, I was like, got a party. I was like, can I get this many chicken tenders? She's like, yeah. And I'm standing looking, and there are these little potato things. And they're, actually, I say little, they're great size. And I go, what is that? And she goes, that's a loaded tater tot. She's like, it's got bacon. It's got, like, some cheese. It's like all of, like, a loaded tater. She's like, you want to try one? And I was like, you're gonna give me one? She's like, yeah.
Oh, free?
I go, yeah.
Yeah.
And I took one bite. I was like, can I get 2 pounds of that? And I got like 2 pounds. These loaded tater tots they have, I mean, they're good sizes.
Have you a Fat Boy Saturday, my friend.
Dude, holy smokes.
You owe it to yourself.
They were phenomenal. So if you go to Publix, do yourself a favor. Get the loaded tater tots because those were the chicken tenders. That was what I brought. And it absolutely saved my food portion of the championship party.
Have you a Fat Boy Championship
Saturday? Dude, I did.
Yeah.
I did, and I enjoyed it. We made some my other neighbor, Andrew, went to Publix, too, and ended up making Italian sliders. Oh, giddy up. And then Alabama failed to show up, so.
Yeah, man.
He kept going with the end then. He kept going with the end.
Yeah, just kept going.
All right, that's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Garrett, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
go try the loaded tater tots at the Publix.
It's a good size. It
very
really
good
is.
Size.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.